Oye, así. Kendisine.
Hello, kendisine.
Gelsin. Outside doors, tunnels, this one open. Last time one, then a gun, lost her shoe. She's coming to open. Yeah, we are here. Don't lock it, just open. Lock, unlock it. Oh, God.
Oh,
Gayate, gayate, ayaraya, gayate, ayaraya, sangaya, gayate, bodhisoha.
Let me remind all of ourselves to cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation, that we should all participate in this teaching.
Manas, that need ring around someone than they think it on some treating Shiate, then that car listener around someone he do with the Chibota, only Dumeta, doing jealous of the new year, just doing it, doing it, you have a Zoyata, only he should sit around that, they got the Tadu, the white in your cheto, and someone they dominate treating Shigur was.
I believe the purpose of our coming together here this morning is to find a means or a ways with which we can get rid of suffering and its causes for good, and to find peace and happiness and their causes. I think deep down all of us share those two innate wishes that we wish for genuine, lasting peace and happiness, and we do not wish for any suffering. Relatedly, what I would like to emphasize here is that we must not be preoccupied with just our own self-interest. That is to say that how can I make myself happy and how can I get rid of all the suffering I don't want. As a matter of fact, you know, all sentient beings, the six types of beings or migrators in samsara, cyclic existence, have the same wishes. Nobody in samsara wants any kind of pain and suffering, and everybody wants lasting peace and happiness. So in those respects, we and all other sentient beings are just the same, and we have that universal, if you will, aspirations, those universal aspirations, and so we should be thinking about how can, you know, we as all sentient beings be able to get rid of suffering and discourses that we don't want, and how can we find lasting peace and happiness and causes to experience them. As we cultivate such an altruistic attitude or motivation that is seeking the universal kind of happiness for the benefit of all beings, we must also, you know, develop the sense of responsibility, if you will, personal, that whatever I can do to bring about the fulfillment of that goal or the aim, I'm going to do that. So in other words, our altruistic motivation should be augmented or accompanied by, you know, certain action-oriented, you know, determination or sense of responsibility. Whatever you know, happiness and suffering we experience in our lives, these are related to you know, to other beings, other beings.
The karma is na when the wrong devo the jibo karma show when the wrong sinji yen na teni.
So if you ask how is that, how is our own personal happiness and unhappiness related to other beings, you know, when we do any negative karmas, bad karmas in relation to others, it is these negative karmas that we do which bring us unhappiness as a ripening result.
Ran debo de chipo kare so ina ta ti ane yen te yo kare so ne yel sin ki yel ta jimba ton ya ta ran yel ten chirin so ya ta ndi ga le zang bo ji sa ni ti na mi ta ran la ta nyom bres.
And it's same for happiness that we experience in our life, that in relation to other sentient beings, we practice generosity, or that we abide by codes of ethics or morality. So when we do such positive actions or the karmas, good karmas, again in relation to others, these positive karmas bring us positive outcome such as happiness.
And the same thing, run in him, be seen to, and they were to be able to give him here to some gain.
Great bodhisattvas, they very much are aware that when others are happy, then they can be happy. So in other words, one's own happiness is related to others' happiness.
Sunjata, Kasing Ransing Imbassi, then that Shangi Sen Gondizane, Anne Tambo Tele Dagi Nyambassi at the Kachimuchi Rescue Imbassi. Ranta Yenimote, Nyam Sidizane, this era, Ran let Debut the Chibu Govern Nagi, and Singi Yen at the Hanai Bess, some Tangi, and Tango race.
So as I was explaining to you last week, that when we adopt the meditational technique of equalizing and exchanging self for others to cultivate altruism or bodhicitta, the first step we need to take, or the first point is we need to equalize self and others. Now, what does that mean? What that really means is, in terms of our, attitude, we need to see that just as we seek happiness, others seek happiness. Just as we don't want suffering, others don't want suffering. So in those respects, we and other sentient beings are just the same or the equal. So the equality in this sense has to do with our attitudinal balance here, and which is very important. So what kind of nyam means, which is translated as equality or sameness, we recognize here is that just as we want happiness, others want happiness. So we are equal in that respect or same in that respect. Just as we don't want suffering, others don't want suffering. So again, we are equal or same in that respect. Keeping that in our mind, in our everyday life, as we interact with others in the society, we should not think of hurting or harming them through our actions of body, speech, and mind.
So that
if we could help others to find happiness, if we can do something, whatever we can do to help others find their happiness as we interact with others in the society, we should do that. So in our everyday life, we could, if you will, apply this principle that we help others if we can to find happiness, and we see that we don't do anything that harms them.
No, no, that kasi tita ay robs ma jad hubi na ane ranchi pran zin bikin zinte ante rana mendu piri naso tengi tita chichau yarisesa tin zinte draw chichau yaris.
Just to overview what we were talking about last time, the second step of the point of the technique is in every possible ways we should try to see the faults of self-cherishing attitude or self-centeredness. As a matter of fact, self-centeredness or selfishness is the source of all misery that befalls us.
Do you think you come? rāng tāng yīn lā mīndu bē rī kāndi kī shūng bā yīn yā yīndu chāma lō rāng kī bārīndu bī kīn zī gā wāng kī shūng yīn bārīs
Whatever misery or unwanted things we see in the world, whether we ourselves experience them or where others experience them, all those misery and unwanted problems arise from, they are due to selfishness.
That thing in between, ane jaise chhumbe khawa la khusum yaris, ane da rang ke tarhe da rang la dunghe chhinge ba. Dekun dadin dhuali shungs. Rang dunghi ta kani ki shumbayi na te rang changba ane ta dewa ta tiri dhuin ti yuang kate le sengi yana naba shi ti yuang kate shungu yuare shi cha tiri ka nandu was.
Great Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shantideva states that clearly, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, that whatever misery or unwanted problems we see in the world, these are nothing but due to our own self-centeredness or self-cherishing attitude.
So that thing that you can run that yin, and then you think like come to that, be able to keep up, that liquid so candy to show you that, and you come along. अने ये देवदेशी वो मिया के संतान ने ये वंग शोइंग बरेस।
Relatedly, whatever happiness and goodness that we find in our life and in others' lives, as a matter of fact, throughout the universe, all the good things, they come from cherishing others and cherishing other sentient beings.
The imbayanta, na jase chumbe chawala chungju na chigwarda, dosi, jiti dawa chini pat, deku yende dhele shons.
And again, I want to quote the words of Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shantideva, who says that whatever happiness is there in the world or universe, it comes from wishing others to be happy.
So, I think around the first time you tell your this.
And those are, I think, great, I should say, advices for us.
Tati, ane kawal lagi jadi cuma kawal nus cungu nak nang berita ini naya. Tetapi cawat ya ane sanjai cuma dia dekat orang kan nang yoris.
What Bodhisattva Shantideva has written in A Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhisattva Chal Avatar or Chunju in Tibetan, that is based on what our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha himself has said originally.
So that Rang Bena Re, Rang Devadashiva, Chamba Sama Matavashi, that Bhayuni. अने राले ये बेसेंचे ये तो जो अने देवशिव संतां भी ना ताती नामी तो राल अने राले आप उसे खोग दोगा
So the point I'm making here is that if we are not preoccupied with, just our own, self-interest, and just all the time thinking, how can I make myself happy and forgetting others, instead of doing that, if we develop the concern and attitude, how nice it would be if others find happiness, and how would I be able to help them find happiness with such attitudes, cherishing others, we find our real happiness.
So, sir, that rank even don't deserve it. Ane, mele khada na rasaga. Taka na ita, kevan shigin longba pinchu le pena ma anda bat deta. Taka na ita ne me na yata rank ye na yate rank ane. Jamang pun cium ada, rang cipta zone, rang tu anda drop di, ye awan dua insan di wang ke, cium ada, tu yungur bas, tu cina santan ya, aku yungur bas.
If we are too preoccupied and concerned with ourselves, that one's own kind of selfish happiness, then it has so many implications. broader context, this is how we start war, against other nations and people, because basically it is coming back to that I want, whatever I want, happiness, and what we believe happiness brings through war. And even in a very small sense, that at a very individual level, we don't get along well with people. Everybody is pissed off, and it seems like people are really, they don't like you anymore. And now we start to see that everybody's becoming our enemies, and all of these are nothing but due to being so self-centered and selfish. So two key points in the meditation technique of equalizing and exchanging self for others are reflecting on the faults or disadvantages of self-cherishing attitude and reflecting on the benefits of cherishing others. And those are key points here. And in order to really, get convinced by the fact that self-cherishing attitude, brings so much suffering and cherishing others bring real happiness, we also may want to find, good examples, to illustrate these points or to support, the premises of these principles. And so one of the best examples we could think of is our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha, where is he now and who is he, and compare ourselves to him or him to us. So what we see with our teacher Shakyamuni Buddha is that he is a completely enlightened being called Buddha, and he has found the highest level of happiness, and that does not change into suffering, and he has no suffering at all. But one point in time, if we look back, that he was just like one of us. He was equally deluded, and there was time that Buddha was not, spiritually higher than us, or we were not, subordinate to him. He was just as deluded and as ordinary as, we are now. But then he changed his mindset and course of actions, and which led him to the complete enlightened state. And now, just look at him. Where is he and where are we? So such examples, we should take into consideration would help us to understand and to be convinced by the benefits of cherishing others, and where does the cherishing others ultimately lead one to, and what's wrong with self-cherishing, attitude. And then we learn lessons from Buddha's life, and that we should learn to cherish others, and so that we don't remain, indifferent or negligent of others' welfare or betterment. And if we could cherish others more than ourselves, and we learn to pay regard others as more important than self.
The
So those are some of the thoughts that I wanted to share right in the beginning. And of course, these are related to what we were talking about last week. And then I'll continue my teaching from the last week.
So that, you mean any... dāgī ñāmbā shē, rāṅ kīndī shē, anī shēng gōtumā nī sāmbā, anī yīng kēpārīndī bē kīndī shē, anī yuñ tīng gōtumā nī sāmbā shē, anī dāgī kē ngū yā sīng bā shē, anī tēlā tēng tōng nī gōn chū sākī ngā khasā yō bā shē.
Just to refresh your mind, you know, we laid out five key points which are found in the meditational technique of equalizing and exchanging self for others. And the first key point is equalizing self with others, or understanding the sameness between self and others, which I just explained to you. And then the second key point is reflecting on the demerits or the faults, disadvantages of self-cherishing attitude. Third key point is reflecting on the benefits or the merits of cherishing others. And the fourth point is the actual process of exchanging self for others, or the actual practice, if you will. And the fifth point is how do we do Tonglen practice, the practice of taking others' suffering and its causes upon ourselves and giving happiness and its causes to others. The point number four, which is the actual exchanging self for others, I think is rather a difficult point maybe for you to understand, and we really need to pay closer attention to it. You may remember that this exchanging self for others has nothing to do with any physical changes we may bring about, such as changing some material gifts, or like changing the seeds, like giving one seed to others, or giving some material gifts to others, or changing some locations or like that. So exchanging self for others, it does not mean exchanging one seeds or one material gifts or anything like that. So what we really need to exchange here is to bring about attitudinal changes within ourselves. So how do we do that and bring about an attitude change within us is, for all this time, if we have been very occupied with our own selfishness and just only thinking about nothing but our own happiness and pleasures all the time and in every possible ways, now we started to kind of refocus, on how to bring happiness to other sentient beings in every possible way. So instead of just being preoccupied with one's own selfish interest, now we try to be preoccupied with how can we bring happiness to others. So before we learn about this meditation of exchanging self for others, you know, we look at our own attitude and how do we relate to others. So we find out that, you know, what is most important in our mindset thus far is that I or the self is the center of the world. Okay, so we want happiness for the self, and we really are not much thinking about others at all. You know, we are very indifferent to others' betterment. And maybe we are a little bit concerned with or care for some of our relatives or family members, or even not that. You know, there are problems in those areas. And so basically, even if, let's say, we are concerned with few limited others, maybe friends, relatives, family members, but again, within that sort of area, the most important, again, is I, self. I'm the most important, and then next my family members or friends, like that. So this is how our mindset has been, you know.
Tambu ane rangi sene rangi ane tu saya tunhun samtang ane tini yes te tre samtang was.
And if we just think of how this mindset plays out, even in very mundane activities, is if there is a very delicious food to eat, maybe first, if you are very self-centered, I want to taste it first, right? And then I'm going to share it with others.
Takana ye koe yabu ji yone koe te ane Yagata aling rang pigutang. Ani tenin at yen leti, remembering the time of the matto, tambo on a rank, kadina tam, round the tambo living with us.
And then if it comes to picking up clothes or like that, first we want to choose the best for ourselves. And then there are the things we really don't care that much, you know. And then we say, okay, are you interested in having them? Or, we give the others, other clothes. We don't like that much to others. So you see what I'm saying? The I or the self is the most important here. That's what we see. So what we really need to change or exchange in that sense is such attitudes, taking self as the most important. We need to change that attitude.
Dawale, namji say the same was understand each other's hand, she saying the was.
No.
That thing we need to know is Shiva Guru Mato, that was Khan, that was love, that was Divya Maharaj.
And we often hear about people stressing the importance of understanding each other. You say, oh, that's great, we need to understand each other. But if you really mean it, I know that is a very important thing. But if we're simply saying it for the sake of saying it, we really don't mean it. It's just a lip service we give to it, then it has no meaning.
To make the sound of the kick, he passed it, I will share it somewhere, Jandi Tugumaris, Ma Tugumaris.
If we really truly understand each other, right, we care for and each truly understand each other, then I don't think, we will have many of the conflicts and the wars that we witness in our world.
No fighting, no war, they will not become. And even that is it. That is it. That is it. And sometimes, when they come up,
we see the importance of friendship and harmony even within a family unit. So if we really truly care and understand each other, then I think even within a family unit, the family members will be much more comfortable and happy with each other, or even between two friends, friends understand and care for each other well, so there will be less of a problem between people. So the point I'm making is that, how important it is for us to exchange our self-interest, to cherish others.
Right.
And I think I talked about the practice of Dong a little bit last time. Anyway, we really need to, you know, cultivate the, you know, Donglin practice in our meditation. So as we do Donglin practice, so I hope now by now you are getting used to this Tibetan term called Donglin practice, which is you know, thinking of taking others' suffering its causes upon ourselves and giving happiness its causes to others. So I prefer to use the Tibetan term, which is very compact. Otherwise, I have to repeat mouthful sentences 1,000 times, and that becomes a tongue twister, you know, and it's very hard for you to listen to, you know, the whole sentence repeated 10,000 times. So Donglin practice, when we do Donglin practice, and what we really, one of the key things here is as we, you know, encounter problems or difficulties, we simply don't, I mean, face them without, and be bogged down, be so much caught up with our own problems of suffering and be trampled down by such misery. But rather, we try to widen our way of thinking that I'm sure in the world there are thousands of people or beings, you know, who are going through similar problems or misery that I have. So by my experience of this misery or problems and difficulties, may all others do not have to experience their problems anymore. May they be freed from their problems. So that's how we widen our, a way of thinking, which is a key to Donglin practice.
That condition some time in a tea tony, a petty yan some time in a round and maybe recondition again to the tumalo, the give his whole pie, right? You sometimes weather.
So if, you know, we know how to think or cultivate positive thinking, so then even the difficulties that we face, you know, could also bring about certain positive, you know, outcomes, because we are facing difficulties with courage and with positive thinking that may deserve certain greater purpose, not just simply, you know, suffering through or going through, you know, trauma or something, but we experience it with certain sense of, a certain sense of awareness that by my experience of it, it serves a greater purpose of helping others to be free from similar suffering.
So, the nigger and a gum jenkins over any, Roshan Yandu Shalom Karishinia, and the Sinki Yen and Payata, the nigger.
So with such positive and altruistic thinking that true practitioners of Donglin, you know, whatever they do, even simple actions they do, they're walking, they're sitting, they're standing, or they have to do all other things, all such, you know, simple, ordinary, down-to-earth actions could also, you know, become very meaningful spiritually.
No, no. So that didn't end. I'm going to say that.
So we do get sick, you know, often, and at such times, if we can adopt this kind of positive thinking or attitude, that by my experience of this particular sickness, may all other people and sentient beings do not have to experience this kind, then I think really experience of even sickness, you know, it acquires certain meaningful dimension.
The Gompata, Hugh Javina, Tiny Luna Chambers, Tony, but Pemre Jans, don't want a Lambany but to do it in a penny. Any Tambutsu lay any part down, any to lay young part down, she lojong tan de tsuje ma khne kar che lo ken dim na te song do wa o ye bo pe ma jang jang de jang pe pel ni jang go res dang bo dang bo chul le ani pha tang pha tang ju chul le ji de si ji gen le bi dung he ta dung he ki jo tun jo re pha tang ju ga na rang de wa tang de wi ju ani li ku so khali jin te pha tang tang
So, if we would like to do the Tonglen practice, the practice of giving and taking, but, you know, take it with, you know, not give and take, okay, giving and taking, in a more detailed, into more depth, in depth, as we find it stated in the 7-point mind training or Lojong text, and Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, which says, we can alternate giving and taking, and we can let the practice ride or mount, I'm literally translating here, hopefully there will be explanation, mount a process of breath. So when we do Tonglen, right, what we can do is we alternate between giving and taking. First we think of taking, which is taking other suffering and its causes to ourselves. And then next one, what we do is we give to others our own happiness and its causes. So we are practicing giving and taking, you know, how to say, in that alternate way. So we may, you know, have certain doubts about, you know, what can I really give others? You know, I don't have much. You know, I don't know much. You know, I don't have much. So what is there to give to others?
That is why I am going to tell you.
We do not need to feel handicapped or limited by what we can give to others. We may have accumulated small virtue or positive actions right now, not much. But we can think about, you know, all the positive things that we could do in the future, all the way to complete enlightened state, especially when we become a Buddha, I mean, how much more positive things we could do for others. So we think about the future positive things that we could do and kind of put that together with whatever positive things we have done or we could do now. So when we have the totality of the virtues of what we do now, have done so far, and what we could do in the future, then we can dedicate such positive actions or virtues or merits to other sentient beings.
That tendency is awareness. Tanda mena, karan tanda ngaral mena, you can just take some tendency somewhere was.
And here again, somebody might think that, you know, if I don't have, you know, what does it mean? Like, we can think about what I can do in the future and give that now. Yeah, so to give, I need something now. If I don't have what is in the future, is not what I don't have now, right? It's not something I have now. So how could that work? And if you think.
Alas, the yores, when a pama inanda, kari inanda, garu dosa inanda, tanda ngal teye mede, yuza nge, ene, yueba shin, churansur teye inda sin, di labdiu chani, pajo nga de, lasa te tsimba ki ta, ene yuza ina maungpa na kurang, teye chagu yores.
I think even in our ordinary life, whether parents say this to their children or friends to each other, say, you know what, I don't have much now, but if I, you know, find success or whatever the good things in the future, I would like to give you that. And so with that kind of attitude or dedication, I mean, you really make the others happy. Children are happy if the parents, you know, say that, or friends are happy if they hear their friends say that, you know.
That's the love of the money. The love of the money, you said, 딱 망원 있는 거예요. 그래서 세 개가 됐어.
So it's not something you are saying it for the sake of saying, you know, but you are really not saying it for the sake of saying it.
Not only.
You are just thinking in case, you know, you do succeed or get, you know, some, your success in the future, you are really going to do that, you know.
This Christmas time I don't have much gifts, but next Christmas time I'll give more. So. Tesla.
No.
한게 근절 이제 게만 넘어진다.
네.
알았어. 나 때문에 제자 다 등이 눈을 쉬면서 사실 눈을 쉬어. 다 동네 건데 전등이 뭐데 데 파트에 당 전에 뭐데 눈 근데 아무 통이 쉬버스.
So it says we alternate giving and taking tonglen, and we let you know it ride the breath. So in other words, when we do tonglen, we also use our process of breathing.
So that kare is na pa tangdi zin, re chulen di zin, ta tangbu chulen kru ma ta singe tu zuk pe dumi tang ne na se dumi la so mende bri kambi kin na te na bi na ba kin se ne chulen sin. 就是那个夜班的时候让了去让了去听不上流血
So how do we do that is, you know, first we take other suffering to ourselves. So here, as we breathe in, when we inhale our breath, we visualize taking other suffering, such as sickness or whatever, in the form of, let's say, a black light, and we inhale it here, and we visualize that it somehow we receive the black light, and it disappears, you know, in our system.
Not only the word that you have ranking, he cut all you have something.
Okay, let me explain it in a little more detail here. Okay, so we in our heart, we visualize our self cherishing attitude or self centeredness in the form of, let's say, like a halo of black light. And then, as we inhale our breath, we visualize taking other suffering in the form of black light. And so, as you know, we can visualize our self-centeredness or selfishness as you know, kind of how should I say, a black you know, a ball or something in our heart. And then, when we visualize taking other suffering to ourselves as we breathe in, we take that suffering in the form of black light, which strikes the ball of light within our heart, which is nothing but our self-cherishing attitude, and then we think that now the self-cherishing attitude is, you know, illuminated or destroyed by the black light. So we do not have to worry like, oh, maybe now that little, whatever, the black, you know, ball of light we visualize in the heart, you know, is somehow the remnants of that thing is scattered inside my body or something. Don't need to think and worry or I may be narrow-minded like that. You know, just like when the sun shines, the darkness disappears, right? There's no such thing as remnants of the darkness are somewhere left in the world, somewhere, you know. It just goes away, darkness. So in the same way, when we receive that light and hit the, you know, that self-cherishing attitude, we feel that self-cherishing attitude, just it is eliminated just instantaneously.
That's the lens that I... 你把这怕当眼的，怕当眼干的是呢？ rāng tāndā yuwe pē yāne dēbu dē jībō tāng māngu pā nā ane dēbu dē jībō chēmbō yuwa tā pē nā sāngyī gōmbā tōyā tāng ane rāng lām tōmbō lē nē pē sē nā tā dēbu dē jībō jirā yungu yā rā jē tā tīnzu tāndā yuwe pā chūngkū tē tāng māngu pā nā yungu chēmbō tō dōm nē kāngā pē nā gu yuwa pā nē tē wē kār pē nā pā shī pā sēngyī pā chīn shī sēngyī tāngyī lē pē tēm sōng sāng pā shī sāng pā shī sāng
And next, as we breathe out or we exhale our breath, we visualize sending our happiness and goodness and virtue in the form of white light that goes out through our left nostril, and sentient beings receive this light. Now we can hear things also that, you know, whatever virtue we have accumulated thus far, whatever happiness we enjoy right now, plus whatever happiness and virtues that we would have in the future as we progress on the spiritual paths and grounds, and as we become spiritually evolved, we will have more happiness and more virtue all the way to Buddhahood. Once we become Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, you know, how much more virtue and happiness we would have. So we think about all of that, happiness and virtue, and send them in the form of white light through our left nostril, and we exhale that, and sentient beings receive it, and thus they find the happiness. So in the something I left out in previous explanations, when we inhale the black light to take the suffering, we inhale it through the right nostril. So as we do Tonglen practice, combining it with our process of breathing in and breathing out, we breathe in through the right nostril and visualize taking other suffering in the form of black light. It destroys our self-cherishing attitude, and we exhale through the left nostril and send our happiness and goodness in the form of white light to sentient beings and feel that sentient beings are happy. So through this kind of meditation, practice of Tonglen and meditation, we are able to cultivate and augment our bodhicitta practice or the altruistic attitude practice.
That condition and then this song yeah. Sanju just same tembrashas. And then they get sent that Sanju serum with your own shiva shi, shiva some mazi, and the tapa tembus nipe, and then Sanju come mazish by the knee that rang jealous and you seem to neakatan some.
And as great Domtapa tells us that through such methods or the techniques, we should cultivate bodhicitta or bodhisattva's attitude, altruism, not only that we cultivate it, but we see that it is stabilized within us and we enhance it all the way to complete enlightened state.
And the shape top career is Nutella and the top minuaris. He shares, so any top nasuji gon sas. And then some of the he saw you, but the Sanji ceremony around your temperature, Chedo, some of the sort and he's toying about the Sagres can number.
So how can we cultivate and stabilize bodhicitta within ourselves and enhance it? In a nutshell, here, great Domtapa says that we need to do two things. We need to accumulate merit, and we need to purify negativity. That's what we call two. We need to practice the two types of accumulation: accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom.
Ani rang de cheba phuya tang ani re ta cheba phuya tang daga nang yi sha cha wo de cheba phuya tang ani diwe kya ma ta yis gyola jis yaron she ta tu chama lo kare cheba gena ani shang ji sem ji ze sem ba ki gu gu yare
So how do we accumulate merit or sanam ji so accumulation of merit? How do we do that? We could do that through many actions or practices, such as making offering, such as doing prostrations, such as doing confession of our negativities, and such as rejoicing in positive actions. So when we do any of those things, we should see that we are motivated by altruism or bodhicitta. So with bodhicitta motivation, when we do any of or all of those actions or more, then we are accumulating. We are able to collect what is called accumulation of merit. It is a must that we cultivate bodhicitta motivation, altruistic motivation, in order for us to collect accumulation of merit, sanam yitso. And with bodhicitta motivation, we can offer flowers, we can offer butter lamps or candlelights, we can offer incense, we can offer fruits, we can offer water bowls and so on. So through such offerings, we are able to accumulate merit. Technically, I should say, we are able to collect accumulation of merit. And so the key to here is we must first check with our motivation. We must cultivate bodhicitta motivation in order to collect accumulation of merit.
अनि तंगे तछुबे पिए त रंग व्यवस्था पत छमालो अनि तोनी तो बिखेरे जि सिमबे इन अनि इही छोल छोक कुंस दोगु या ता
So as we engage in practices or actions to collect accumulation of merit, just the way I explained it, now if our actions are also conjoined with, if they are, I should say, characterized by the wisdom, realizing emptiness, then we are also collecting what is called accumulation of wisdom or accumulation of insight.
That is engaging. This page here is the when a natural to any perfume and that metal perfume and that carry perfume and the control of your pretty sunny pizza and this and you same say sinner and this and this social. That you hit it all this Cuba puny, this is any Cuba buita Cuba zeta Cuba purple rangy and a mendando over patta with some motto Rangan Rubatan may some bitter. Rangishi Madrupa yin sambachi, nyabadu, santangu. This shabi yana ni ikhiji chok kungsdogu ya.
So let me give you a very simple example to explain how we could collect both accumulation of merit and accumulation of insight or wisdom here. Let's say maybe you love to offer flowers or incense or whatever you love to offer. First, you should check with your motivation. You need to cultivate bodhicitta or altruistic motivation. In other words, what's the purpose of making these offerings? What are you trying to achieve? So that's enlightened state for the benefit of all beings. And so you cultivate bodhicitta. And then you offer your flower or incense or whatever offering you make. And now at the same time, you meditate or reflect on how everything involved in your practice is what we call empty of inherent existence. In particular, these three things, what is being offered, flower or incense or whatever, and you are the one who is making this offering, and to whom you are making this offering, all of these do not exist from their own side. They do not exist objectively, but everything is nothing but merely imputed by terms and concepts. Everything is what we call mere labels. So when we reflect on that, that nothing in the world, nothing in my practice has inherent existence, and everything is merely imputed by terms and concepts, now we are collecting both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom. So I mean, it's very important, you know, for us to see that, you know, with regard to, I mean, one practice, a single action practice, we can collect both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom.
So that day, any question? कि छोबर पीड़ित जाने मेटो पीड़ित औरता मेटो दिन जेवर इतने तक गलत संबंध बताने तक अने पीड़ित तक चमार शिम्बर इतने यावर इस संबंध बत तब छह में पीड़ित तक जिस सीज़ा की रेस संसार विषय ने के के जून्सी की तरह मैं विषय पीड़ित ने जून रोज़ या बने चौसाद चुनके क्यों चाहिए और
So the point I'm trying to make here, which is very, very important, is that in a single practice, we can collect both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom. And otherwise, if we don't know how to, you know, do all these thinkings, we could be spending a lot of money, but we may not, you know, accumulate much merit. Let's say, you know, we like to buy flowers and offer, right? So we spend a lot of money, and we just only think about, you know, very ordinary way. Yeah, I love flowers. They're beautiful colors and shapes and whatever, you know. So I think maybe Buddha would like it. Okay, so that much. Well, I mean, in that case, yeah, we may earn some merit, but it's very, you know, how should I say, limited merit. But rather, if we cultivate both the chitta motivation, we reflect on the emptiness nature of all the things I just explained, you know, with that kind of thinking and, how should I say, understanding, we are able to collect both accumulation of merit and wisdom. So we want to have a far-reaching effect through our practice.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, control the capability of matter. Yeah, when you send the thought, send the thing, he show you what do it. Man, you know, simple thing is only. But you go marry some this, and you keep going. Keep going. Some thing keep going.
Although I just used the example of making offerings to Buddhas and, you know, how we could accumulate both, how we could collect both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom, but you should not think like, okay, maybe that's how it works. Now, maybe not with making gifts to the poor and needy. No, it's just the same thing. You know, if we help the poor and needy or make gifts to them, you know, cultivating the same thoughts, we are able to collect both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom.
That is sharing that thing. So that he saw any boutique, Jungin, the correction, Ranji Sanji, the Sani, Chugotan, Zukus, the Kujukot, Zukus, anybody, Sanji Kunin, the Jewish.
So what is the purpose of collecting accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom, you ask, you know, what do they really bring ultimately? Okay, what do I get out of it? You know, what we get out of it eventually is, you know, we become an enlightened being, and we, you know, actualize or accomplish the two enlightened bodies, the enlightened form body and the enlightened truth body is called the Rupakaya and Dharmakaya. Accumulation of merit brings about enlightened form body, which is called Rupakaya. An accumulation of wisdom or insight leads to, you know, to enlightened truth body or Dharmakaya. We are all same in that we can all become an enlightened being or Buddha. It's not just, you know, something between, you know, something we only we could do it. But as a matter of fact, all sentient beings could become Buddhas.
You know, Sanjay Kundriya
So theoretically, every sentient being can become a Buddha. But in reality, we must, you know, create the causes and conditions necessary to bring Buddhahood about, to become a Buddha, right? Without causes and conditions, nothing will come arise, nothing will come into existence. So therefore, simply by thinking that, okay, I'm a sentient being and I'm going to become a Buddha, well, that is theoretically right, but without creating the causes and conditions to become a Buddha, you are not going to be a Buddha.
Yes. That individual, that the tall car is going to change his intimacy. I can't do that. Then she, he told her, I said, Big one, not the water, not the gunny, and the Jean Wallace. You were not the Jean Wallace, and Bebra Shasin. That's the number.
And the next statement, great Dumdumba says that in every possible way, we should purify ourselves of negativities.
Digba majana ngaranzo ani digbi wanke ani thavathoye jada phatsisiris.
If we don't do purification practice, if we don't purify ourselves of negativities, then we will really end up, encountering many problems. Forget about, liberation or nirvana.
That digba jomyala digba thab naso jigoni jomstana ngdo was.
And here
Dhammadamba
says, through many different methods, the way I said is in every possible ways, we should purify our negativities. That means there is not only one technique to purify negativities, there are many. So in every possible ways, or through different methods, we should do purification practice. So some people might hold this kind of notion that, okay, so purification practice means that I need to do Vajrasattva meditation and purification, otherwise it won't work. No, as a matter of fact, any positive karma or action we create with the intention to purify negativity, it works. So every positive karma we create is an antidote counteracting negativity. The point I'm making is there are many different methods, the ways to purify our negativities, and through all possible methods, we should try to purify our negativities. And of course, Vajrasattva meditation, recitation is one of them. And then there are others, like, one of the most important practices we talk about as we do purification accumulation practice is the seven limb practice or seven-point practice called Yenla Dimba in Tibetan. There are 7 points. And the 7 points are offering, prostration, confession, rejoicing, requesting holy beings not to pass away soon, supplicating them to teach, and doing altruistic dedication. So these are the 7 points of the limbs, and through which we can collect accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom. So when we do purification of negativities or confession of negativities, we have to do that, through the application of what we call four antidotal powers or four powers of antidotes.
That tangbo de hira kechemores. Mar rang deva kandi isa yona tatel njava shukra vashivij gugyores.
And the four antidotal powers are, the first one is very important, that should come first, is the power of regret. whatever negativities that we have already done or accumulated, we have to sincerely regret for having done them. So that power of regret is very important in the beginning.
That diva jandu jani, that tendi jani, ten jaba shuk rabu shi jani, chen dhangai, chen dili sabi diva sam mahi pe, shewang haman, shewa thoma me ben sabi diva te, san tani, tan jaba shi gurus.
So when we generate regret for the negativities we have done, we should not confine ourselves only to this lifetime, whatever negativities we have done in this life. But as a matter of fact, we should think about what negativities we may have done in our previous lifetimes, so that we really generate strong regret or contrition for the negativities we have done, thus far.
Jabati pedal and rang kobana to chimbina and a tooth for never said that tooth again the rang saw a king you have the son of corny that the only tooth never said that taki chibi she has some tongue of us.
The power of regret is so central to our purification practice, so much so that if we generate a strong power of regret, then we will find every possible ways to purify our negativities. And one of the examples given is it's just like if we got poisoned into our system, and we know that, and we know poison is so dangerous and it's going to kill us. So when we know that, okay, I got a poison in my system, and if I don't do something right now, I'm going to die, then how much regret we have for having, got the poison into our system. So with that regret, we will find different ways or the means to get rid of the poison out of our system. So just like that, the power of regret helps us to purify our negativities.
Hello, this is that could enjoy with your host. That did a KK Maris, so say hello in the cause and Del Mato. You never see a KK Maris.
So I think the regret arise in many different contexts, like in the case of someone doing a business, and for whatever reasons, you don't plan it out well, or for some circumstantial reasons, or whatever, and you invest so much money, and at the end, you lose everything. And then how much regret would you have, right? That, but that regret, yes, we understand you wasted so much money, but still, that is only limited to this lifetime. It's not going to affect the next life.
So, that Java Tanguy Tamu Yoshi, that Niva Tilani, Anne Domsinki, that Nema Shave at the Shane to Kanganu, Tony the Sunny, Tan Dimundu Sunny, Tony the Sunny, that they didn't paint it in it, that Sunny
So another antidotal power is the power of resolution. So that means we resolve that, okay, I really very much regret for all the negativities I have done thus far. Now I resolve not to repeat them or do them again.
So that day and the then Jobat Mena, Karaji, Jobat Mena, Devatai Kavaris.
Without regret, I think it is very difficult to purify negativities.
That thing you are domsen the mena, and the devil yanti, no matter do you any aggressive, but never so the shinji junki are kawu yoris.
Without the power of resolution, it would be hard to disrupt the continuity of negativities, because that means, we may purify our negativities, but then we might do it again.
Honest. That thing told that the member Zoe, the member Zoe, the Taki Karas, and that Taki, that they were a Nemo dangerous.
And so what really helps us to purify our negativities is to apply antidotes, right? So that's why the third is called the power of antidotes.
That's good. The that Karas, that Zunga Tamba, that Tangi, Huimba, don't you send me Gomdes here, that Tarana.
So we can find many antidotes to counteract or to purify our negativities, such as doing Vajrasattva meditation and recitation, such as reciting many different kinds of mantras. But perhaps some of the most powerful antidotes are to cultivate bodhicitta, altruism, and to cultivate wisdom realizing emptiness. Through bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness, we can pretty much purify any kind of negativity. For the same reason, if we cultivate great love, wishing all sentient beings to be happy, and great compassion, wishing all sentient beings to be free from suffering and its causes, such powerful attitudes become powerful antidotes to purify our negativities. And this is called Nyenpo Kunti Chöpa Top, applying antidotes consistently. And in addition to those three antidotal powers, there's another one which is called the power of
reliance.
The power of reliance could include two things, that we could rely upon objects of refuge, like Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, or holy beings. But we can also cultivate positive qualities within our mind, such as great love, great compassion, bodhicitta, wisdom realizing emptiness. So these also become power of reliance. And it is said that if we apply the four powerful antidotes sincerely and completely, there is no negativity that cannot be purified. And so with that, we will continue talking about the application of four powerful antidotes next week. And I will give an example of how the application of four powerful antidotes can purify negativities. I'll give examples next week. Okay, and today we will stop there, and I have announcement and reminder announcement and number of prayer requests. Reminder announcement is Monday, September 10th. At 7:30 p.m., Keshala will give refuge vows or precepts at the monastery. So those who are interested, they are welcome to do that. And we have prayer request for people who are dealing with health issues. Miss Bobby Rothschild and Ken Nguyen. So prayers have been requested for them to recover from their sicknesses. We have prayer requests for people who have passed away. Luciano Pavarotti, one of the greatest opera singers in the world, as you know, passed away recently. Jennifer Chow, Keshe Paldin Siring, 73 years old, passed away in India, but he was teaching in New Zealand. And Maple Taga, Venerable Lobsang Lamo, Tibetan Buddhist nun in Dharamsala. So prayers have been requested for them. For those people who have passed away, we dedicate our merits so that they find good rebirths. precious human lives and then meet with the Dharma, and through their efforts and practices, may they be able to find happiness and find spiritual realizations. For those people who are dealing with health issues, we dedicate our merits so that they recover soon from the sicknesses. Basically, their sicknesses are due to certain negative karmas that they accumulated, or also due to some circumstantial conditions. So we dedicate that may those conditions and bad karmas be purified soon, and they recover from their sicknesses.
Shadong gore je ve de bo to ma je
de long de bo zon be zon je do ko no gon de de no de de bo an so ma je zon lo jo ze ro mo ma ne be me 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 mo
Mon bien, ane kyo dungi ki shio puma na je, kinti jawa na isa dan dhruba ta. Giti nji kam dhe dan yendo, munti bi gusho tata kini, tunji nusho tata mbemi hundu yunga cha.
Whatever merit we have accumulated together this morning, by the power of it, may Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness, flourishes throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May these and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state soon.
Shabbat 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 Shab
Guess I want to say that I think in the Long Beach there will be a walk for cancer, and the proceeds generated from that will go to the Long Beach Memorial Hospital Cancer Treatment Center. And guess what I said, it seems I think Anila and some going to join the walk, and if there are more students who are interested in Gisela, would encourage you to walk for cancer. Because I think when you take a walk and that generates proceeds and which will benefit the cancer treatment, so he supports the walk for cancer. Kisra said, I'm 85 years old and I'm an old man. Otherwise, if I'm much younger, I would go for a walk.
Thank you.
No, no, it's okay. Thank you so much.